Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Jazz, Max and Eliza with your 10am Zlines. In local news, there are fears that many Queenslanders will have to retreat amid a prediction of rising sea levels and increased severe weather. The Australian government's shocking new findings in the National Climate Risk Assessment highlighted that by 2090, more than 3 million people nationwide could be at risk of living in high-risk and very high-risk areas for flooding and erosion caused by sea levels which are set to rise by half a metre. The report states this combination of rising sea levels, flooding and hazardous erosion is likely to compromise community infrastructure and drinking water supplies in the future. The Queensland Conservation Council are urging the state and federal government to make changes, with both still supporting new fossil extractions while also inadequately preparing Queensland communities for devastating impacts of climate change.
Fire ant baits containing genetically modified soybean oil and corn grit have been unwittingly applied to organic farms for years, with treatment now suspended on organic farms. Last month, all treatment was suspended on organic farms, confirming that it may be unsuitable for organic farms. Some organic growers in the biosecurity zone now fear losing their certification. It has an active chemical ingredient called S-methoprene, a slow-acting insect growth regulator. However, the growth regulator was found not to be the issue. The problem was discovered that the soybean oil and corn grit used to get the fire ants to carry the S-methoprene into the nest contained genetically modified organism material. The National Fire Ant Eradication Program is now looking for alternatives. In national news, the Victorian government has announced a $2.5 million support package for businesses in the Porepunkha area, weeks after trade losses linked to police warnings to avoid the area due to the Desi Freeman manhunt. Victoria Police updated its advice on Sunday, no longer urging people to avoid Porepunkha, but to remain vigilant. Treasurer Jocelyn Symes said the government would provide the community with every support they need. While our brave emergency services are still responding to this unthinkable crime, we know that businesses need support, she said. The funding package includes $5,000 grants for eligible businesses that have experienced significant disruptions and revenue losses since the manhunt began.
A ChatGPT-style app will be rolled out in all South Australian high schools next term after a trial involving educators and 10,000 students. The app, called EdChat, was developed by Microsoft in partnership with the state government and aims to allow children to safely and productively use AI technology. Tech experts have welcomed the rollout, saying it has a place in modern learning, but should be closely managed to minimise potential drawbacks and to ensure we don't dumb ourselves down. University of New South Wales artificial intelligence expert Toby Walsh stated, "We have to be very careful that we don't dumb ourselves down by using this technology as a crutch, and that it is critically important that students don't lose or never learn critical skills."
In international news, last week, a protest formed predominantly by Gen Z took action in the streets of Kathmandu and other cities in Nepal, causing Prime Minister Kagdar Prasad Oli to resign on Tuesday. Replacing the former Prime Minister as an interim Prime Minister, Sushila Karki, the former Chief Justice, has become the first woman to lead the Himalayan nation. While security forces have fired tear gas and rubber bullets to control the crowds, the damage from the movement included torched state buildings, including the Supreme Court, Parliament, and politicians' homes. However, the death toll is now reported at 72 and is said to rise, according to Health Minister spokesperson Prakash Buttigieg. Bodies of people who have died in shopping malls, houses and other buildings that were set on fire attacked are now being discovered. For weather, it is partly cloudy with a chance of rain. It is currently 23 degrees with a minimum of 13 degrees, and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.